From Washington, this is VOA News. Boko Haram levels an attack near summit talks in Nigeria, and Iraq is to announce election results this weekend. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The Nigerian Islamist sect Boko Haram has attacked Wassa in Cameroon's far north region. Reports say 10 Chinese engineers were kidnapped and one person killed, a Cameroonian soldier. This attack came shortly before Saturday's summit talks about Boko Haram in Paris. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports for VOA from Yaoundé.
An estimated 200 Boko Haram members have attacked the Cameroonian locality of Wassa, located only 15 kilometers from Nigeria's Borno State, the base of the violent Islamist group. The governor of Far North Cameroon, Funke Awa Augustin.
There are quite a number of arrests that have been carried out. Investigations are on.
Cameroonian soldiers have been deployed to the area. Wassa is within Cameroon's Wassa National Park, a major tourist draw. The park is where a French family of seven was kidnapped last year. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Also attending summit talks on Saturday, Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan in Paris with those other regional leaders. They were gathered to discuss how to deal with Boko Haram, the Islamist militant group that kidnapped more than 300 Nigerian schoolgirls last month. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says his country is ready to offer Nigeria additional assistance with the search.
The Nigerian security forces have not been well structured for this kind of thing. And this has been shown by the fact that the problem has been getting worse with Boko Haram. So we can help with that. That is why we're offering to embed military advisors with the Nigerian headquarters.
More details on these stories at voanews.com. Iraq's election commission says the results from last month's parliamentary election will be announced Sunday or Monday. Saturday's announcement by the Independent High Electoral Commission comes as the country continues to face regular violence. In Ukraine, it's a week before presidential elections. Ukrainian government officials are discussing ways to end the country's political crisis, as the Kyiv government's election board warned that pro-Russia separatist insurgency in parts of eastern Ukraine could disrupt next week's voting. Human Rights Watch is reporting an increasing number of people have gone missing or have fallen victim to forcible disappearances in Rwanda in recent months. The rights group says it has documented 14 cases, several cases in western Rwanda and in the capital. Karina Tertsakian is a researcher for Human Rights Watch.
In at least 8 of the cases that we documented in Rubavu in Western Province, there were indications of involvement of soldiers in several cases, and also a local government official.
According to Tertsakian, none of the missing people has been located yet, and their relatives are getting desperate. Officials say a Lao, a military plane carrying about 20 people, including high-ranking officials, crashed early Saturday in the northern part of Laos. Deputy Prime Minister Major General Dungashe Pichit, who is also defense minister, has been confirmed dead in the crash. A VOA correspondent in Vientiane says the mayor of the capital city, Sao Ka Matharath, was also among the dead in Zhengqiao province. Some reports say at least 3 people survived, but few details have been released. The cause of the crash is not yet known. India's Prime Minister-elect Narendra Modi was mobbed by flag-waving supporters Saturday as he arrived in New Delhi, one day after it was announced his Hindu Nationalist Party swept to power in the world's largest democracy. The longtime opposition leader is now preparing for his 5-year term in office for his Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, secured the biggest win by a single party in 30 years, sweeping out the Congress Party in a landslide. Rescuers in Turkey have begun wrapping up search operations at the site of the country's worst ever coal mine disaster.
Şu anda arkadaşlar...
On Saturday, Energy Minister Taner Yildiz said rescue workers found the bodies of 2 more miners, raising the death toll to 301.
Yeni bir talep gelmemiştir.
He said they are believed to be the last remaining victims at the Soma Holding Company mine in western Turkey. Yildiz said 485 miners either had escaped or were rescued. Hospital officials say at least 13 people were killed and 100 wounded in fierce fighting in eastern Libya Friday between government forces led by a rogue retired general and Islamist militants. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, Washington.